So our final score again, 49-41. Fredericktown defeats Kingston, and now I'm joined by Paul Hamilton, head coach of the Kingston Cougars. Coach, thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, I appreciate your coverage tonight.
All right, so first half really didn't do much for you, down by 19. But, hey, you fought back quite nicely in that third quarter, got it down to, I think, 7 points, and then Fredericktown just kind of started to slowly pull back away in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, a tale of two halves definitely came out. I would have liked Eli to be a little more aggressive, especially spinning baseline. And our shooters got to be ready to shoot and willing to shoot. Usually have a little more confidence in ourselves. Don't know why we weren't pulling the trigger early. Make outside shots, make it easier for Eli to play. You know, get the guards going a little bit. Second half, really just came out and just guarded and really put some pressure on them. They started turning it over. We cut down our turnovers quite a bit. And it's amazing what happens when you hit shots, you know. First half, we didn't hit shots. Second half, you hit shots, and all of a sudden, you got a comeback going.
And a few of those shots were three-pointers to try to get you back into the ball game. You mentioned it, Eli, 16 points tonight. Fredericktown looked like they had a 2-3 zone where they were kind of shrinking in the wing side defender a little bit to kind of front Eli. And then Kenny Couch, you know, has kind of a bigger body. He's a big guy and has that lower center of gravity. So he's able to push Eli, I guess, a little bit more out of the back. But kind of what were you seeing during the post-up attempts by Eli tonight?
I mean, thought he did a good job of getting position. The help came from the top, and he forced it to the top a couple times in the first half when he could have gone baseline. I thought he did a better job in the second half of going baseline. I mean, that's what we're going to see every night until we figure out a way to beat it. You know, teams are going to crash in on Eli and make our guards hit shots, you know, so that's why it was important for us to be able to shoot those in the first half, and we couldn't get those up, and we couldn't get them to fall.
I will say this, Cole Reagan, he had a heck of a night defensively, offensively as well. Second leading scorer for you, 11 points as I have. Talk about his play, and I thought really the driving along the baseline, he's pretty brave to do that and go up against the bigs there.
Yeah, and that's something we kind of game planned. Like in the first half, we were just kind of forgetting to throw him the ball, and I'm yelling, throw it to the corner, throw it to the corner. And, you know, our kids just – you know, just trying to run the play, and, you know, it doesn't always work the way you want it to. But, you know, Cole, I don't think, had a break tonight. He guarded their best player, or their best scorer anyways, and then had to carry a load down here. I was pretty impressed with how he played. He brings that every night. He's been a four-year starter for me. I know I can always count on him. Wish we would have had a different result, but, I mean, I think we played the way we're capable of in the second half. You know, it's, unfortunately, basketball games are two halves.
All right, so coming up next, you have Jefferson on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then Lesterville at home in the
Rotary Shootout, yeah.
Rotary Shootout, yes, yep. Thank you very much. All and right. That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
You got a couple of days to practice between now and Jefferson. What are you going to kind of tell the boys there?
We're definitely going to work on our offense a little bit. Jefferson always plays really hard, so we're going to have a really get after it a couple of practices to make sure that we're ready for them. They got a pretty good player in Easton Knoll who's a load to guard, shooter, can drive. Really nice little player, and they've got a lot of complimentary players that can kick in too. And then we've got Lesterville again, you know, 6-0 right now, two-time tourney champions already on the year, mm-hmm. Playing at MAC. We got them there last year, but I'm sure they're wanting to beat us this year. So, but we know we can play with them, and we've got to bring this kind of effort like we had in the second half to those two games, and I think we'll have a chance to stay in it.
Well, Coach, a great second half. Unfortunately, just not enough tonight, but we'd certainly appreciate you coming up with us after the loss and talking to us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys getting covered us, and hopefully we can do it again.